Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dave and Danger Show, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. This is a show about independent and old school pro wrestling, featuring current events, interviews, and whatever else they decide to talk about. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents the Dave and Danger Show with your hosts, Dave Wills and Mark Danger.
Welcome aboard to this sinking ship known as the Titanic. No, it's not known as the Titanic. It's known as your weekly voyage into minds that time forgot. The Dave and Danger Show. This week, we got all kind of good stuff prepared for you. First, we're going to go into some WrestleMania stuff, talk a little bit about other things. We hope those of you who got to go to Wrestle Reunion enjoyed it, because we did not get to go. Anyways, that's beside the point. Shut up, Danger, shut up. Anyways, that's okay. I didn't want to do too much this weekend anyways. I do want to thank there are some guys who had offered up some Hall of Fame tickets. I wish I could have been there, but I wasn't able to go. But you know who you are. Thank you very much. And also to the guy that offered me a WrestleMania ticket, thank you very much. You know who you are. And I did not go, but I watched some of it on pay-per-view. Thankfully to you, Luke, for buying it where I didn't have to pay for it. But I liked the Undertaker match, liked Triple H and him, but it was, I guess, the most inconsequential WWE WrestleMania I've seen in about 5 years. I just didn't, well, it didn't do much for me.
Didn't have that WrestleMania moment.
Well, let me, while I'm here, he's already around, let's introduce him. He is the one, the only... He is the living icon, Mark Danger. Close enough.
Dude, what was that? Like something going through a drive-thru at Taco Bell? I mean...
That's a chicken dance.
Oh, yeah. Well, today is a sad day. Because...
No.
Okay. For our audience members... I guess I'm being censored by Dave, so I will not talk what I was going to talk about.
Talk what you want to say. You're not being censored. Why is today a sad day?
Well, first, you interrupted me like the government does. So today is a sad day in the music industry. Today is the 17-year death anniversary of Kurt Cobain. And also today is the 9-year death anniversary of Wayne Stanley of Alice in Chains. So, two great music icons that left too early.
When you use lots of drugs and you leave early, that's more air for the rest of us to breathe.
Well, no.
You love Nirvana,
you gotta admit, we heard stories about allegedly Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain.
Allegedly.
There was a bunch of theories
that have
gone around that.
There's a bunch of theories, too, about you, for instance, which we put stock in none of them. Anyways, but again, like I was saying, as far as the sad day in the music industry, when Nirvana got popular, it was a sad day in the music industry. Anyways, that's just my take on it. You got notes? Remember, the opinions expressed here are the opinions of me and him. If you want to agree with him, you're probably not going to agree with me. Anyway. Sad day in the music industry. When has the government interrupted you? You said the government interrupts you. When has the government interrupted you for anything?
The government interrupts people of their rights.
Who is it? How does it interrupt people of their rights?
Wait, let me see. I want to do some housekeeping stuff.
God, I wish you would.
First of all, this Thursday, don't forget, if you're free and you do not want to watch crap TV, I'm talking about like TNA, go to Calhoun and check out Georgia All-Star Wrestling. They're going to at the Calhoun Rec Department. Jimmy Ray is going to be there, Kyle Matthews, Murder One, Terry Lawler, Exotic Ones, Thunder and Lightning. Great show. Highly support to go up there. Also, people, don't forget, this weekend, this Saturday, you can watch the debut broadcast of me and Dave being, well, Dave's been on TV a few times, but You can watch the debut of me and Danger, or me and Dave, doing commentary for MGCW TV on SBN.TV.com at 8 o'clock and through 10 o'clock. So you can see great MGCW action, and me and Dave do commentary at the worst. Also, on April 16th,
What? You said MGCW. Go ahead.
Well, you're giving me this look like, well, no, I don't.
I'm trying to find a website. Quit being like a damn bitch. Just go ahead. What you're doing.
I can't be a bitch.
Find a website.
You already are. I can't be a bitch. Vince McMahon took that rights away from me.
Just hurry to the end. Go. This is going on. Good to
you. Anyway, as I was rudely interrupted, MGCW, I love you, Dave.
I don't. Continue.
MGCW will be in action at Forest Park High School on April the 16th. You go to mgcwnow.com to get further details. That's it.
TV taping, 17th.
I don't know anything about that.
TV taping the 17th, 3 o'clock.
I wasn't told anything about that.
Well, that's because you weren't told anything about that.
That's not important.
No, yes, that's true. When you said you were going to do some housekeeping, I thought you were going to vacuum. That would have been very popular. You'd have been way over with me. No, I'm kidding. That was pretty funny. Now I like that. Anyway, let's see. MGCWnow.com has all the details. Live action on September 16th.
September?
April 16th. I'm looking at 3 to 4 different things at a time. That's going to be Forest Park High School. That's right. Phillips Drive in Forest Park. And they're going to have another taping coming up. Let's see here. Events, I believe it's the April, what doesn't say here, but it's April 17th, according to what I understand. Just go down to People TV in Atlanta on 14th Street, wait over there, and whenever someone comes to get you, then that right there be, you know it's time or something. Anyways, Danger and I did a semi-satisfactory job of commentary, we hope. And
it
had a wonderful feel to it. Anyways, enough about the
exotic ones had a feel of you.
Well, anyways, Danger can say whatever he wants, but it was a good show. I enjoyed it. I think all other people will enjoy it. Give it a chance. It's good for what it is, and this is a local independent wrestling. You got to support local independent wrestling because, hey, you know, a lot of the guys are doing it, you know, for just a little bit of cash or no cash at times. And, you know, they deserve a break. A lot of guys trying to move up and get to the next level. We hope TNA I hope TNA goes into business, but I hope TNA picks them up and goes and is real good to them and gives them lots of money, and then they have to pay them anyways when they go to business. And I hope Vince McMahon, you know, like sees talent and hires them instead of Snooki. Anyways.
One's got Eric Watts.
There's a tough enough wrestler named Eric Watts who has a large afro. I'm not humored, but Bill Watts Jr. sitting next to me is very humored, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's just great. The crowd's like cheered, and when they announce the name, they just die.
Well, I say we had a battle of Eric Watts just down the line. Anyways, you're not Eric Watts. You're not Bill Watts Jr., you know, we'd love to have Bill Watts on the program. I need to talk to Bill Watts sometime.
Cowboy in the Hat. That's great.
Not the Cowboy in the Hat.
I thought that was the name of his book.
No, it wasn't. Cowboy. You're thinking the Cat in the Hat. I just got a picture of Bill Watts walking around with Thing 1 and Thing 2. See?
Wouldn't that be a great
Cowboy in the Hat.
That could be at WrestleMania in Miami coming up.
As well as anything else could be, Cal.
Yeah, speaking of WrestleMania Miami, Dave, they already announced the first match for WrestleMania, which is going to be Cena versus Rock. My question is, 6 months from down the road, who's actually going to remember that?
Well, I'm sure they're going to be promoting it and reminding people for 6 months down the road. That's the idea of promotion, you know.
You know what's going to suck?
What's going to suck, Icon?
When people buy tickets to go see it, somebody gets hurt. Cena or Rock get hurt, they can't do the match.
Some people would enjoy seeing that, not me. Danger, I hope you're not one of these sick people.
Yeah, it's like people got Sheamus and Brian Danielson on the pay-per-view.
That wasn't because anybody was injured, that was because they changed the match.
Well, Yeah, it was like a TV match. Well, I was thinking a lumberjack. I was thinking a title match. Well, then again, I was thinking to a lumberjack. You know what? I know. Let's make it to a non-title battle royal. I'm surprised Vince Russo didn't book that.
Well, why don't you send an email to Vince@WWE.com or something and see.
I have his phone number.
You have his man's phone number.
Yeah.
What's his number? Call him up right now. You do not have Vince McMahon's phone number.
Hold on.
Yeah, and Andrew does not have Vince McMahon's phone number. Show me the number icon.
You can call 203.
No. I said show me the number. We're not going to give it out anything out over the air. You're just asking Rich to get sued. I swear. No, let's try that again here, okay?
Well, you can always ask for somebody.
Okay.
You don't have to ask for
a bit. Oh, no. No. That's never mind. I should have saw where that was going.
Well, you were in the car that day when I called.
I don't remember you calling. You called Vince McMahon one time?
Remember I called Vince McMahon's office and they kept ringing, and then you told me I should have let it go to the answer machine?
Yes. So what are you saying is you let it go in the answer machine one time?
I need to.
Well, that's fantastic.
That's why you blocked the caller ID.
That's why you blocked the call with *67, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, our number to call in to join in with this nonsense is 347-324-5735. 347-324-5735. We got a lot of guests up here. We'll be talking about a lot of great stuff coming up. When we get serious and quit talking about stuff like the cowboy in the hat and nonsense like that. Before we do that, let's go ahead and promote the rest of the shows. Area code 203. Andrew, what we got going on tomorrow and for the rest of the week on GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com?
Well, on GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, you have Ringside Rap with Rich Tate. Wait a minute, here it's all on Rich. Okay. I had to think he was all on Ringside Rap for a second. But you got Rich Tate, you got Les Thatcher, and Mike Sempervivi. Sempervivi, as they talk about UFC, probably Mania, the happenings in Atlanta, the billions upon millions that the city has made, and the lack of food that you probably got at the great restaurant of Abdullah's.
Abdullah did a fine job.
You just had to be there really early to get the food.
Once again, Danger's talking about stuff he and I know about, but no one else does. We went to have the Busher's restaurant down in Ben Hill over the course of the weekend. And, well, unfortunately, since we did, we found out that we were the only ones who wanted to go to have the Busher's restaurant during WrestleMania weekend. Everybody else didn't. They had, they were out of burgers and rib tips and chicken and hot dogs at different time. So, if you wanted food, you had to wait, but... I was very pleased with my braised wings. I was very pleased with my shrimp fried rice. And I'll be back again in probably 3 months to get some more when I'm down in that area. So anyways, and you need to publicly thank Mike Sempervivi as well.
Yeah, why should I thank him?
You should thank him for his help with a lot of questions related to the Brody Lee interview we had last week.
Mike, you are the best. I don't really know you or anything, but you're the best. I think you're better than the Vince Kenny McMahon and the Lady Gaga.
I have no idea what that means. Anyways, we're going to do a very serious show tonight. Well, not anymore. We're going to do a show tonight. It's Friends for a Friend. We're going to be talking to a lot of people who are involved with the show for Susan Meeks coming up this weekend at Douglasville. As a matter of fact, if you go to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, there is always information on shows everywhere, and you should be going there to find all kind of stuff. And they got all kind of matches and great stuff lined up, and it's going to be a really, really good show. So, again, the show is, let's see here, here you go. Our number is 347-324-5735. We'll probably be taking some phone calls. As well, we're going to have a couple of guests on with Ben Masters and also the great Joyce Grable. Probably have Ben on first and talk to Joyce as well. Really excited to have them both on. But tonight, again, we're going to promo it real quick. Georgia Championship Wrestling, Friends for a Friend, a night for Susan. All proceeds go towards helping the wrestling fan and friend Susan Meeks with her medical expenses due to colon cancer. Now, this is all proceeds. Nobody's getting $5 off the top. It's not something where, and I may know it to be true, but you may not be, but allegedly, when they had a benefit for Kerry Von Erich, supposedly a wrestler, possibly a family member, took about $1,000 as his appearance fee from his own daughter's benefit, I guess, or his brother's daughter's benefit, whatever. Supposedly Kevin did that to Kerry. I can't confirm that's true or not. I wasn't there, but that's what I understand to be true. But no one's doing that here. This is everybody donating time, trans, everything. Main event's going to be Steve Corino with Roxy Cotton taking on Glacier. Going to have tag team action as the Exotic Ones take on the Outlaw Joel Deaton and Butcher Bobby Hayes. Going to see Teacher against Student with Mike Sanders against Bailey Parker. Going to have a mixed tag team battle with Bambi and Terry Lawler taking on Peggy Lee Leather and Nigel Sherrod with their manager Joyce Crable in their corner. Tag team action, the original Southside Trash. And they will be taking on the Giant Ron Studd and Two Tall Shorts. Six-man tag, center foes, the Playboy Fred Hefner and PYT Frederick will be taking on Rob Adonis, Lee Thomas, and Jake Slater. And hot singles action with the Prodigy, TJ Gray, as he takes on Scotty Beach. For you Turnbuckle fans, you may remember that, as a matter of fact. Also, we're going to have all kind of stuff going on. We're going to have an appearance of Ronnie Hicks from the TV show Heavy. We're going to have Ernest the Cat Miller is going to be there from the movie The Wrestler. Actor Robert Prawlgo from The Blind Side will also be there. And singer Tommy Ray Gurley will be performing before the matches. And this is April the 9th, 7 p.m. in Douglasville, Georgia. The Community Fellowship Ministries, Cochran Store Road. It's right between Douglasville and Hiram, really, if you're looking. It may be a little close to Hiram, as a matter of fact, but it's in Douglasville. That's where the GPS will take you to. Payphone's been accepted. Tickets are $12 front row, Golden Circle Limited. General admission, adults 10, children 12 and under 6. All advance orders and will call, pick them up the night of the event. And the box office will open at 5. For more info, call 706-409-1553. Ellen Promotions presents this card. So,
and also, if you cannot be there with that same PayPal payment option, you can buy a sponsor ticket. You can donate any money that you would wish.
Well, let me give the PayPal address up. The PayPal address, if you want to buy via PayPal, you can send PayPal orders to George, G-E-O-R-G-E, underscore Lambert, G-E-O-R-G-E, underscore L-A-M-B-E-R-T-H, at yahoo.com. That will get you there. That will get you in there. And it's going to be a great show, I tell you. We definitely want to be there. It'll be something else. So we're looking forward. We're going to have Ben Masters on tonight. We're also going to have Joyce Grable. So let's get
Georgia Legend, too.
Very much so. She certainly is, and so is Ben Masters. Mm-hmm. We'll get Ben on the line right now as I play 3 long minutes of commercial. For what reason? We'll just go ahead and play it. We'll be back with more with Ben Masters on the line very shortly after this 3 minutes of commercial here on the Georgia Wrestling History.com, Georgia Wrestling History Radio Network with the David Daniels Show.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. But if you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
The the odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the GWH Radio Network, brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Your show will return momentarily. Did you know that there's more to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com than just Georgia Wrestling History? It's true. Not only can you find documented cards, results, and more on pro wrestling in Georgia dating back to the 19th century, but you can also find out where live and local wrestling may be near you today. And not just in Georgia. We also cover the southeastern regional scene in Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, and the Carolinas. You want more? Well, we also cover the major worldwide wrestling and MMA promotions as well, including WWE, UFC, TNA, Strikeforce, Ring of Honor, and more. And so do our radio shows. You can find all of this, and maybe a bit more, by logging on to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we are capturing the legends of yesterday and covering the stars of today. GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feed the pig!
All right, what a great, great commercial we heard. I got to tell you right now, this is our treat. This is going to be really, really awesome. I cannot wait. By the way, you listen to the David Danger Show. Of course you knew that. But we're talking a tribute to Susan Meeks. Friends for a Friend and I for Susan. This guy's done a lot in the sport of wrestling. It's our pleasure to have him on. He is been a promoter. He's been involved in wrestling. He promoted the very successful Peach State territory for a while. He worked Turnbuckle Championship Wrestling. The man's done a little bit of everything. It is our pleasure to have him on. We're looking forward to having him as a guest and I'm talking to him for a good while. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Ben Masters. How you doing, Ben?
I was looking for those standing up until then.
Pardon me here. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button there. Of course, I'm not surprised. Let me try that again. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Masters.
Thank you very much. Great to be here on the Dave and Danger Show. I feel like I'm in danger.
Believe me, that's the last place you want to be. I can assure you of that. But
wow.
I'll tell you right now.
I've been on the hot seat before, sir.
You've been in the hot seat before? I think Danger's in the hot seat right now.
All right, well, you're in charge. I'm used to being in charge, but you're in charge this time.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, that's fantastic. I'll get my whip here. No, I'm kidding. Hey, we're talking friends for a friend. Tell us about Friends for a Friend. Ben, we've been talking about it, but you're a little closer to it than we are as far as promoting and doing stuff. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, I've been promoting wrestling since 1982. I did some Peach State wrestling. I got pretty well known in the South Georgia area for that. I work with a lot of big people in the business. I work with Jerry Blackwell. I work with Jody Hamilton and, of course, Dusty Rhodes. And now I have the privilege of working with Dr. Johnny Gayton and Warner Robins. But I've ran my own show for a long time. And I pretty much had retired from promoting shows. I felt like I had done everything that I could do. But one thing came up, and that's one friend of mine that's, if you count on one hand, She's been there with me forever. It's one of my best friends, Susan Meeks. She's been to pretty much every show I ever ran. She's my number one fan. She's also been that person that's always gone out and done whatever she could do, not just for me, but for any of the wrestlers, getting pictures, getting posters to a certain place, certain time. She was Dusty Rhodes, actually, his right-hand person, pretty much throughout the Turnbuckle days. I introduced her to him, and they worked together, and she pretty much ran that company for a long time for Dusty. And now she needs some help. And, you know, I'm from the old school that if you have a friend in need, then you have to help out. And I wasn't the only person that felt that way. I got on the phone, and I was so excited that everyone I called was more than happy to lend their services and be a part of this Friends for a Friend, a night for Susan. Not only that, but it is under the banner of Georgia Championship Wrestling. And, you know, it's been a long time since we had a legitimate Georgia Championship Wrestling event.
Absolutely.
And for this,
I believe
it's Saturday, I talked to Mark Grayson, a great guy down in the Douglasville area with the church. And we just planned on this big event. Right now we got 29 wrestlers, 7 big matches in all. We've got special guests on the card. It's just going to be the biggest thing I've ever been a part of, and it's all for Susan. And that's what's really exciting to me, that all these people are working for absolutely nothing. We're talking about Steve Corino, a former NWA World Heavyweight Champion, is driving from New Jersey for nothing. And I shouldn't say for nothing, because the reason he's doing it is for Susan. You know, he met her. She made such a strong impact on him. That he was willing to do this show. And, you know, he hasn't wrestled in Georgia in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And look, well, that's one of the things I've pointed out before. Now, at some benefits, and this is one thing that I want to emphasize, at some benefits, I hate to bring it up, but at a Kerry Von Erich memorial, there were allegations that pretty much were confirmed, according to what I recall and remember, that his own brother worked the show and asked for a payoff. That's not happening here, and I've made everybody clear that everyone here is doing it because they have either known Susan or a friend of Susan or worked with Susan or just want to help out. And there's a lot more people who want to take place, who want to get involved, but there's only so many people you can have on a card, and those people are actually doing what they can, as in donating money, buying tickets, stuff like that. So, you know,
yeah, we came up with a sponsor ticket, and for the people that wanted to come and couldn't, we had a lot of people that couldn't make it to the event. And so on PayPal, where you can purchase tickets, by the way, Golden Circle, first two rows are $12. We have a few of those left, because they're going pretty fast. General admission adults are $10, children 12 and under are $6. If you go to PayPal, a lot of people don't understand how PayPal works. It's one of the safest ways to pay money. All you have to have is a debit card, and your information is protected. It's guaranteed by PayPal, and we get it instantly, and we save the tickets and hold them at will call. But also, we're letting people that can't make the show can also use that same PayPal to make donations. So we take anything, any amount is not too small, because we have found that, you know, to help a friend, you do what you can. We can't all give the same amount, and some of us can't give of our time, so just give what you can. And I do believe that whenever you give, you receive back trifold.
Very true, very true. People talk about how wrestling, and people talk about, especially when you talk about terms of yesteryear, how wrestling is a brotherhood and all, and people, you know, band together to help, you know, the people in your back, you know, you come in, you shake hands. These people are your brothers, you know, to break the fourth wall. Yeah, you give your body to them and hope that during the match, you know, that whenever everything's said and done, that both of you are able to walk out and, you know, live the right, you know, to move on to wrestle another night. And it's something where the stuff like the Gulf Coast Reunion and stuff, where, you know, people who've been in wrestling, even today somewhat, a lot of them, you know, they have certain bonds and stuff, and that other people just don't understand how you can, you know, how in such a strange, wacky business, there's so much love for people and so much, you know, appreciation for other people. And that's the phenomenal thing. And the great thing is that to see people banding together and then you, promoting so long, we have people coming from all across Georgia And, you know, whenever you get a group of wrestlers in there, now, I'm not a wrestler, never have tried to be one, never am going to be one.
Well, we might arrange that for you. We might change that, you know.
Oh, don't tell Danger. He's already putting a mask on right now. But what I was saying is that while I'm a North Coast wrestler, it's so rare to see people, you know, involved in the wrestling. There's always going to be a little bit of, you know, meh, meh, and blah, and stuff like that aimed at each other, where there's always somebody, you know, picking or something, or our promotion's better than you, or there's always somebody, you think a room full of gossip, a room full of gossipy women is bad. Let me tell you, a locker room, a few locker rooms of gossipy wrestlers, man, what's that they say, you know, telephone, telegraph, tele-wrestler? But I tell you, everyone even...
Well, someone calls it a lie fest whenever people get together and the wrestlers start talking. And the thing about it is, when you're talking about somebody in a wrestling dressing room, you know as soon as you leave the dressing room, you're next. So you're the next topic as soon as you leave.
But wrestlers, there are
some exceptions, but I can say that I've been pretty successful with working with people and getting along with people, and we have a lot of fun. We tease each other a lot. But I think this is a perfect example, Dave, that all these people are willing to come together for one night, one time only.
Absolutely.
And put on a card that most promoters couldn't even book this with money. And we booked this with no money.
Absolutely right.
So, I mean, when's the last time you saw Glacier wrestling in Atlanta? You know, he hasn't been here in a long time, and he's back. He and Susan go way back, and he and Steve Corino, that's a main event anywhere, and you're getting it right there in Douglasville at the Fellowship Community Ministries building. It's going to be a great, great night, and I can't even imagine missing this one, because not only, Dave, do we have the matches, and they, you know, you can get over those and seven big matches, but we've got special guests there. Ernie the Cat Miller, he was one of the stars of The Wrestler. You know, it was Academy Award nominated. He was a wrestler himself in WCW. We got Ronnie Hicks, a man from the A&E television show Heavy. He lost 180 pounds. And you talk about someone phenomenal you want to meet. He stretched his hand out. Robert Proudgo, a man who was an actor in the popular movie The Blind Side, Academy Award winning movie, and he's coming down. So many people are lending their services, not just wrestlers.
Exactly.
People hearing about Susan and people wanting to reach out and show love. And what about Tommy Ray Gurley? This man's an outstanding singer. He's going to sing for the crowd from 6:15 to 7. So, you know, there's something for everybody at this event, Dave.
Exactly, and that's one thing I was going to mention, is that so many people, like you said, it can't be booked, you know, a card, it can't be booked with money. There's a lot to that, because a lot of times you got to arrange for transit. It can cost hundreds of dollars just to get some of this ticket, this talent booked, much less no one doing it for free. Much less doing it for free is not going to happen. If it's not for one special person, that would definitely be Susan Meeks and all.
I can guarantee you, going back on something you said earlier, 100% of the proceeds from the tickets, from the we're going to be doing a raffle that night. I'll tell you some more about that a little bit later on. We're going to be doing all concessions. Every penny is going to Susan, and that's a guarantee. You know, this is not she's getting a portion of this. She gets 100% of the profits, and that's how everybody on this show wanted it to be.
Yeah, this isn't one of those... Yeah, we're doing this for charity, and then, you know, 2% go to somebody's charity, and, you know, 90% go to somebody else or something, you know, somebody else's pockets. You know,
Dave, I don't run wrestling shows anymore, and you know me pretty well, you know, from talking to me, and you know I don't just talk jive. I wouldn't be doing this if it weren't to help a friend, and I do commentary down here in Warner Robins for Dr. Johnny Gage's Rampage Pro Wrestling. I have a great time down there. He's got a great organization. And I like it just fine being the commentator, getting my money and going home. But, you know, to run a show, that's a lot of responsibility. And that's a lot
Absolutely.
Of hard work. It's the only way I would do that, Dave, if this is a one-time-only deal. I'm not coming out of retirement, but one night. And if you want to see me promote a show and see what the legend was all about, you come out there. Georgia Championship Wrestling is back. And it's going to be one night only, Saturday, April 9th. And that's this Saturday, just a couple days away.
Well, wait, when you talk about promoting shows and everything and what a headache that can be, because you got to arrange the building, you got to get the wrestlers, got to make sure the ring's there. Got to make sure concessions. Got to make sure that anybody who gets lost, you got to fill those phone calls. To be honest, it's a ton of work for you. You're absolutely right. And for you to come up there and want to promote the show and get involved, that's just fantastic. And great people on there who I went to some of the first shows that I went to before I even met Mark. Susan Meeks was at the shows in ATA Karate in Marietta. Susan was just such a great person, and just you had to like her just by her being there. I mean, she just had great.
And she's
attitude.
One of the best photographers that you'll ever see.
Absolutely.
She has just done some great photography over the years. I hope she brings some of her samples to the show because, I mean, that's been one of her big things. And then, of course, with Dusty and Turnbuckle, she got into the promoter seat a little bit. And she found out about those headaches. It was good to do something for somebody else, you know, that hasn't had anything. She never asked for anything back for all the things she did for all the guys. Not one time did she ask for anything back. And she didn't ask this time. We asked her, what can we do for you? Let us help you, because she's been in a hard time. She's having to pay medical bills with no insurance. She's having to pay for chemotherapy due to colon cancer. She's lost all her hair, but she hasn't lost her spirits. And we just want to keep those spirits up and let her know, we love you, Susan, and this is one night is for you.
Absolutely. And the title is Friends for a Friend. That's absolutely true, because this is so, like I said, whenever I first met Susan Meeks, you know, she's a person who you just got to, who just made you smile. As a matter of fact, I never did tell her this, and I'm going to let the cat out at night, but whenever she was at a show, I really got to kick it up, because I knew that it was going to be a good show that she was there, because she always had a really good attitude and always was really positive and everything. I thought that was really, really cool whenever I was able to be there on some of the shows.
Absolutely. You know, she started going to wrestling in the old Georgia Championship Wrestling days, which is what's so neat about this, that we're able to bring that back with her. Because she used to go back in the old days when we had Mr. Wrestling Number 1 and Mr. Wrestling Number 2 and the Anderson Brothers and the great golden era of wrestling as we remember in Georgia. So she went from that to working with Dusty, a man that we both have looked up to in the business. And certainly it was a great thing to work with somebody that you had idolized all those years. And so she's pretty much met everybody that's anybody in this business. And, you know, like I say, that's why it wasn't very hard at all. I didn't have one person say, "Nope, Ben, I can't do that," or "I don't work benefits," or blah, blah, blah. Everybody was very eager. And like you said, I had to say no to some people, because it was just getting to the point that we're going to have 100,000 wrestlers on this show. And 39 is a lot of wrestlers, as you know. 29 wrestlers and 7 matches, that's a lot of men.
Well,
and then we got some of those wrestlers going to do security, and, you know, we got, you know, and a lot of them. And this is what speaks highly, Dave, of the wrestlers, and even more highly of Susan. The wrestlers who aren't on the card, the wrestlers who couldn't work the event because of space, are still coming, and they're buying a ticket. A wrestler buying a ticket to a wrestling match, does that not tell you something about Susan Meeks?
That tells me a lot about it and everything. And one of the great things that Danger and I were talking is some of the guys, when he and I first met up, are on the show right here. Some of, you know, the guys that we looked up to as friends. When Danger and I were hanging around the business, you know, begging someone to let us do something with it, and we wound up putting up rings for $10. Boy,
absolutely.
Boy, Randy Rich, you got a deal on that one. But anyways, guys like Lee Thomas, Terry Lawler, Glacier, guys who were right there in the middle of it, Bobby Hayes, guys that we'd see on shows and everything are right here. Phil Hefner, who I went to Smoky Mountain shows with. Just such a great lineup of talent, and such a great lineup of talent from Georgia that went so far. You know, Glacier going up to WCW. So many people, you know, doing movies. Lee Thomas, who made his mark in NGWA and recently had a few with Dennis Condrey and Russell Birmingham. Outlaw Joe Deaton, his record speaks for itself. Yeah, Danger, you're right. Buddy Lee Parker, you know. So many great, you know, if you want to see it, if if you want to see some great wrestling, you're going to get a chance to see some great wrestling.
Where else, Dave, can you see a 7'2" giant Ron Studd teaming with the midget sensation Too Tall Short in a tag team match against the original Southside Trash?
Southside Trash
is legendary. It's been a long time since they've been together, and the only thing that can get them back together was Susan.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is the great thing. If you like a lot of great mat wrestling, you're going to see that. If you like flamboyance, the exotic ones are on the show. If you want real tough, rugged action, Buddy Lee Parker, it don't get much more stiff than Sergeant Buddy Lee. You want to see the ladies, the women, Bambi and Peggy Lee Leather, future stars. The danger of pointing out Roxy Cotton, not becoming ladies wrestler. We may see her somewhere down the line. Just so many, such a great cause, such a great benefit, and it's really, really awesome that everything's being put together. And to be honest, I look forward to it more than WrestleMania because it's just a show that, like you said, you're not going to see it with money putting it together. You're going to see it with people saying, let's help our sister. And that's one thing.
You're not going to see it again. This is a one-night deal. These guys are not starting a new promotion. This is one night that these people are coming together for one reason at the Community Fellowship Ministries, and that is on Tobin Road in Douglasville, Georgia. And if you want to see something special, that's a special place to have it, right there at that church. And a lot of special people coming together. You were talking about the exotic ones and how flamboyant they are. Imagine when you combine that team with the team of Outlaw Joel Deaton and Cowboy Bobby Hayes, as roughshod as they are. Imagine when those two teams clash. You're going to have a serious issue right there.
That's going to be one heck of a match right there. And that's not even the main event, like you said. There's just so much great stuff. You got something, Andrew?
Yeah, it's just like the thing with the card and all these people Southside Trash hadn't, I can't remember the last time I've seen them at a show. I mean, it's just been years. It's going to be great seeing just people coming back and doing this. But it's like for Steve Carino. He hasn't wrestled in Georgia for at least 12 years, and he wasn't here during the Ring of Honor tour. And for all the Ring of Honor fans who are Steve Carino fans, this is your chance to come see him. Your only chance, because you don't know when or if he's going to come back in Georgia and wrestle. It's just in Glacier. We saw him from the Sammy Kent days, going up to WCW, doing TV shows, movies. It's just all in all, there's something for everyone there, and I encourage people, even if you're not a fan of wrestling, you need to come out. People need to come out and check this out, because I will guarantee once you see this, you would become a fan.
Absolutely. I can't say enough good about this show. I had a call from Louise Bennett, who is Louise Bennett Cocker. Now, she was like the office personnel, Ole Anderson's right-hand girl there in Georgia Championship Wrestling. She's going to come sell tickets. I mean, she was so excited about hearing about Georgia Championship Wrestling coming back. And then we got Strap McGowan and Charlotte Smith, two former Georgia Championship Wrestling referees. I mean, the list goes on and on. The Dirty White Boys, Jimmy Powell and Burger Powell, coming in to make special appearances. I mean, people just lined up and down the street for Susan. And not just that, with the fans. I mean, the outreach the fans have made. I mean, I've gotten phone calls, emails, text messages. People are calling Phil Hefner saying, how can we get tickets? And so much demand for tickets. We're going to open the gates at 5 o'clock Saturday just to let everybody start getting in there, because we know it's going to be standing room only, and you better get there early for the best seats.
Absolutely. And as always, anything we can do, believe me, we're going to make sure we do that. And one thing we want to do is definitely remind everybody that it is Friends for a Friend, a night for Susan. Georgia Championship Wrestling returns to Georgia Saturday, April 9th, in Douglasville, Community Fellowship Ministry, 7 o'clock, 16 Cochran Store Road. Main event, Steve Carino versus Glacier, Exotic Ones versus Outlaw Joe Deaton and Bobby Hayes. Tag team action, original Southside Trash against 7'2" giant Ron Studd and midget star Too Tall Shorts. six-man tag team action. The Centerfolds with manager Playboy Phil Hefner and PYT Frederick against Rob Adonis, Lee Thomas, and Jake Slater. Teacher versus student, Lily Parker takes on WCW star Mike Sanders, mixed tag team, Bambi, and Terry Lawler take on Peggy Lee Leather and Nigel Sherrod with Joyce Grable in their corner. Also hot singles action, The Prodigy, TJ Gray versus Scotty Beach. Appearances by Ronnie Hicks. Tommy Ray Gurley, Andrew Robert Farrago, and Ernest Paquette Miller. Plus more and more surprises. Jimmy Powell, Burger Powell. So many more folks coming down to Cochran Store Road, 612 Cochran Store Road, Community Fellowship Ministries, April 9, 2011, 7 p.m. Douglasville, Georgia. Be there. Do not miss it. Again, it's going to be one heck of a show. If you want to PayPal, remember, that is GORG_Lambert, LAMBERTH, at yahoo.com. Front row Golden Circle, $12. Adults, $10. Children are $12.6. You do not want to miss this. For more info, 706-409-1553. Want to make sure that we put that out there for those who are listening on our audio side for sure. I tell you right now, you talked about promoting for so long and everything. Tell us, how long were you promoting in Peach State Wrestling then, and how exactly did you get involved in promotions?
Well, I met a guy named Jim Leon, who wasn't really a mainstream wrestler, but he was wrestling in Valdosta, Georgia, doing TV for a guy named Grady Odom, an all-star championship wrestling. Grady, by the way, now owns the name Georgia Championship Wrestling. So I was just hanging out with Jim, and one night the ring announcer didn't show up. And Grady's dad, Pop, said, can you announce? And I was like, well, I don't know if I can or not, but there I'll go. And I had done a whole lot of speech, except for high school. I did some speaking, and there I went. And I always loved wrestling. And from there, I went on to promote wrestling shows. And I found out pretty quickly that work went better on my own. After I worked with Deep South, I worked with Southern Championship Wrestling with Jerry Blackwell, and I did some stuff towards with Dusty and Turnbuckle. I always liked doing my own things. I like the freedom of being a fan myself. I kind of knew what the people like to see. And it's kind of hard when you have limitations when you're working with other people and they have their own ideas. And it's just easier when you have the right formula. And I think we did that in Cordell and all the towns we ran with Peach State Wrestling. And I did that for over 20 years. And I just got out of it when I got married, started having kids. I decided I'd done pretty much everything that I could do in wrestling. I mean, I sold that building out so many times. Louise Bennett can tell you one night we ran Cordell at the National Guard Armory the same night that WCW ran the Albany Civic Center, which is a much larger building, and we outdrew them. So we were actually, and she said they were well aware of it, too. I never knew at that time, but she said I was a source of information in the office that week because they couldn't believe that this little wrestling show in a National Guard Armory was outdrawing the Albany Civic Center. So we were happy, and we did a lot of great stuff. We had a lot of wrestlers. You're talking about Ray Lloyd starting. He started out as the Blazers down there with us with Artie Swain. We had Buff Bagwell start out with us. Before he was ever marked as Alexander Bagwell, he was Fabian with us down there. And we had Scott Studd, Scotty Riggs started out with Scott Studd with us. And later on became Scotty Riggs, the American Male. And we also had Disco Inferno started out with us, Lingo Bonetti. He was with us first. So we had a lot of guys that got started with us, and we're proud that they went on and did bigger things. And also we had pretty much the who's who come through there. We had Mick Foley, Abdul the Butcher, Jake the Snake Roberts, Ronnie Garvin, Ditch Slater, Rock and Roll Express. The list goes on and on of the people, that were the Steiner Brothers. Well, I think we're the only promotion, Dave, that ever can claim that had the Armstrong feud. And we had Bob Armstrong and Brad Armstrong versus Scott and Steve Armstrong. And that was something that's legendary today because you don't see that anywhere. And it came out that Scott and Steve were a little bit jealous that everywhere you saw Bob, you saw Brad, but they never, you know, he said the thing where they said was he never took them anywhere. So they had a little animosity. They had to settle that. And what better place to settle it than the ring?
Absolutely. That in Cordell, Georgia. You also had other guys, Terry Taylor, Mr. Hughes, Ron Simmons. like you said, the list goes on. You've had access to Rob Van Dam, so many different people. Mike Golden, how can we not forget him? So many different stars from so many different eras.
Gardal, Wahoo McDaniel. I mean, gorgeous Jimmy Garvin, Michael P.S. Hayes. They were all down there. And it was a hotbed, I have to say, for a long, long time. Ted Oates was one of our main guys for a long time. And the guy that I booked, the first guy, I have to give him credit, the guy that I booked first that really got me on the map was Mr. Wrestling Number 2. And to this day, still a really good friend of mine. He will be in Georgia for the NWA Legends Fan Fest this year, where he will be unmasking for the first time ever. And that's something I'm looking forward to, seeing him in August. And also, just the fact that I was able to book Mr. Wrestling Number 2, that gave me incredible credibility. And so when I called anyone else, they were like, well, if you're good enough for 2, you're good enough for me. And from there, I built my own reputation. And I never – there's not one wrestler out there that can tell you I didn't pay him. We had our money up front in advance before we ran any show. I didn't sit there and count the money and say, well, you get, you know, this amount, you get this amount. All the guys were paid before we got there, or we didn't go. And that's just the way I did business.
Well, that's amazing, too. Because when I first, that was around when you were running back in 92, that was where I was, you know, just getting in around, hanging around the business enough. And to hear so many different wrestlers talk positively about a promoter where all I heard was them various other promoters left and right was just phenomenal. The idea you're paid up front and everything. That was just really, really great, and I tell you right now, you know, your reputation speaks for itself. You know that
That may be one reason I can call these guys and say, look, guys, we're not getting paid. So come on down. But besides that, of course, losing is the only reason they're coming. But you know, you have to have credibility to be a wrestling promoter. Anybody can sit there with a telephone and say, I'm going to run this show and I'm going to book this town and. Anybody can do that, but to actually have the money and know what you're doing with that money and to make the money back, that's the key to the whole process. And unfortunately, a lot of people with money don't have any sense.
You know, I'm going to travel down that path. I'm not even going to mention TNA, but I'm going to travel down that path with you for a minute because being you promoted for so long, okay, and, you know, just give me an idea of a ballpark. I'm not looking at exact or anything. But to put on a decent show like what you used to book in Cordele with a few names and stuff, you know, what all kind of costs are associated with it? You know, what kind of, you know, upfront do you got to do? And then how do you go around making it back? You know, what exactly did you do? Because I'm fascinated with promoting anyways.
Well, we had a lot of sponsors. We had a TV show called Wrestlerama in Cordele. It was a two-hour show every Saturday night. So we had sponsors of that TV program that paid us each and every week. But that paid the talent for each show that came through way in advance. And we could do commercials with the wrestlers. And, you know, there's a lot of money in TV. TV and wrestling was really made for each other, if you ask me. Even back to going to Gorgeous George days. You know, TV, wrestling, and our whole show, our two-hour show was a big promotion, one big commercial for the next event. And Walmart would sponsor us down there. We just had so many great friends down there. You know, I could go to and I'd say, you know, want to bring in the Steiner Brothers? Boom, the money's right there. You know, they were so happy to have them. And guess what? When the Steiner Brothers show up, the fans show up. And so they get paid back because we mentioned their business or we put a banner up with their business on it. And, again, my reputation in the wrestling business went out through the business world, and so people didn't mind latching on, and they wanted to be a part of a successful wrestling show. We had people that didn't even like wrestling, didn't even watch wrestling, but they wanted to be on our wrestling show because people were watching it. And that's really what, you know, is dollars and cents is what it's all about.
What do you credit that they would want to be on there? I would take it that whenever you would do the shows and have the sponsors involved, you would, you know, just for people who may not be familiar, because it's been a while since the show's been on, no doubt about it. But, you know, as far as angles and stuff, you know, were you more of a, you know, was it more of something, a family-friendly show? Or exactly was it, you know, more, how would you describe it? Just wondering.
we were family friendly, but keep in mind we came on at 10 p.m. at night. We were on from 10 to midnight. So while we were family friendly, Ronnie P. Gossett, who was the legendary and God rest his soul, one of the greatest managers in the business ever. If you miss seeing him, you missed a treat. He had so much heat, and just sitting there with him, he and I just had so many arguments that were just great. I mean, he was the greatest heel manager that probably ever lived and never got really big time other than Memphis. But we kind of did a lot of Memphis stuff. You know, Memphis was always off the wall. You never knew what they were going to do. We tried to make every match important. My philosophy was always that your opening match could be your main event next week if it was done right. I really believe that, you know, when you just say, okay, the main event, semifinal is the only thing that's important, you lose out on a lot of stuff. Those people pay to see these matches. You need to give them the money's worth. Because you know what? I was one of those people that paid, too. I sat in my seat, and I wanted my money's worth. And so that's exactly what I want to give the people. People used to call me a mark, you know, and I'll tell you what, mark, fan for the business, yes, sir. I'm one of the biggest marks you'll ever meet, and I'm proud of it. And because I was a mark, I was successful as a promoter. And I'll be a mark to the day I die.
Absolutely. I am and still remain one to this day and will continue to be one for sure. You're talking about even the first match can be the main event. That's fascinating because you don't see a lot of that. You don't see a lot of folks doing stuff like that. You see a lot of people, you know, going out and trying to, I guess, promote like what they see on WWE or promote like a cheap copy of TNA. And it really, in my opinion, a lot of that just doesn't work. It's got to be, you know, you got to be able to, you know, not insult the intelligence of the fans, too. Because the fans
TNA tries to copy Vince, and obviously they can't do it very successfully. Then they tried to copy the old WCW. They haven't even done that successfully, in my opinion. In my opinion, they've spun a lot of the wheels and not gone anywhere. I don't even watch their program, and I got friends that work up there. Because, you know, and I'm a big wrestling fan. If I don't watch it, something's going on, man. But I was at WrestleMania wide open, and I don't agree with everything Vince McMahon does, but I certainly enjoy some of the stuff he does, and sure. I'm glad that he keeps some part of the business alive, although I certainly have big arguments with his statements about entertainment and things like that. I think he does that, however, to protect himself legally, and I think it's unfortunate that wrestling has always been attacked. If you go back before Vince McMahon, wrestling's always been under attack. And unfortunately, because of the drugs and deaths that have happened in wrestling, you know, a few bad apples have tried to spoil the whole bunch. But you know what? The wrestling that I grew up and loved had nothing to do with drugs, had nothing to do with suicide, had nothing to do with people dying. It was all about good versus evil. You know, the guy with the white hat versus the guy with the black hat. That's what I want my wrestling to be. And when you come to my show Saturday night, that's what you're going to see. Family entertainment. But it's going to be exciting. It's going to be something you can, when you walk in that building Saturday at 5 o'clock, from 5 until you leave that night, you don't have to worry about your problems. You leave your problems at the door. We're going to take advantage of that time. We're going to take you to another place, another level, and you're going to say, oh my gosh, this is the way wrestling should be. But guess what? Dave, that's the way wrestling used to be.
Fascinating. I really look forward to seeing the show for sure. Because believe me, you're doing a fantastic job, not only talking about, you know, how good it is for Susan, but also selling the show as an alternative. I'm fascinated by, you know, how you're talking about it's family-friendly, you know. And when I say family-friendly, I mean it's not something that, you know, you're going to be embarrassed for your children to watch, but it's still going to be, you know, rough and tumble action. It's going to be tough. It's going to be something you want to see, not a macabre cartoon. And
right.
You know, and that's really, really good stuff. I wish a lot of other people could have taken advantage on what you had done in the past and built on it with having, you know, the TV sponsors and the commercials and involving certain groups, having it on a Saturday night, you know, 10 to midnight. I tell you, that sounds fantastic. And like you said, the Memphis wrestling, Memphis was it still is my favorite promotion of all time. And a lot of what Memphis did, you know, when Bill Dundee moved over to Deep South, or moved over to Mid-South, the UWF and that got a taste of Memphis because Dundee was one of the bookers up there. And it just, you know, I always thought that the product that they put out in Memphis, the product of the Southern wrestling, could work anywhere, whether in Philadelphia, in New York, anywhere. And I still believe that to the day, I still will watch some of the Lawler Dundee stuff from Memphis, and it still stands up today.
Absolutely. I want to add this. I want to make sure I mention this before I get off tonight. We had another match just added to our card to make us 29 wrestlers. We've got Matt Sales, who you may be familiar with in the area, versus Lightning, Chris Jackson. Just let me open up our card, and we're very excited to add those to what was already a huge card. We expect a fast-paced, exciting match from those two.
That'll be fantastic. So if you want high-flying, you want fast-paced, you want to see some of the cruiserweight action, bam, we got that too. You know, it's going to be a hell of a show. It's going to be one heck of a show. It's going to be something people are going to want to see and tune into. And if you miss it, you're going to be saying, what if? You know, this ain't going to be, you know, people talk about WrestleMania being the big card. I beg to differ. The big card I'm looking at is coming up in Douglasville, Georgia this Saturday night. And like I said, if whatever we can do, we're going to be there for you, Ben. If we need to just... Can you still take down a ring danger?
Well, I look forward to seeing Dave and Danger there live in person. I know y'all are another part of the celebrities that will be there. I know there's going to be a lot of people we haven't even told you about. I know for sure, and I haven't announced it. I'm not going to announce it, but one of the men who was in the main event at WrestleMania 1 is allegedly going to be at this show. So we're not announcing it, but at some point, don't be surprised if you look around the building and see one of those men that was in that main event at WrestleMania 1.
Well, I tell you right now, that would be fantastic. That's going to be unbelievable. Well, so is that Danger?
Hmm?
What are you saying, Danger?
It's going to be unbelievable. It's just, I can't wait September. You got me saying September, but I can't wait to this Saturday because once you fans say, well, nah, I ain't going to go, once they see who was there, they're going to be kicking themselves in the butt. And it's just...
Oh, yeah.
You need to be there. It's just...
Sounds awesome. It's spectacular.
And
awesome.
We're going to have a raffle also. I mentioned, and Glacier, who you know has already done in the main event, has graciously agreed to give us a pair of ring-worn WCW Glacier tights, and they will be auctioned off in a raffle. We're not taking the highest bidder, but we're just selling raffle tickets, and of course, every dollar, every penny will go to Susan Meeks for her colon cancer medical expenses. And also Jimmy Rave, who's not on the card because he's going to be elsewhere, but he has sent in a guitar from TNA when he was in TNA, that he's autographed. So we got a lot of people that aren't even there that are donating things for us. So you're going to have so many great opportunities if you're there. Come out and you're going to be able to talk to Ernie Miller about the WCW days, about what he has going on now. He has some exciting news himself about his time in The Wrestler. You know, what a great movie, what a great opportunity to talk to movie stars in Douglasville, Georgia. What about Robert Prado? This man was in the series Army Wives. In the Vampire Diaries. He was in the hit movie, The Blind Side. He has a new movie coming out. He'll be talking about that. Where else can you go to a wrestling show and meet actors? Where else can you meet a guy from A&E who lost 180 pounds? He didn't have surgery. He did it the hard way. 180 pounds from the
Absolutely.
A&E reality TV show Heavy. And then you got Tommy Ray Gurley. I want to say he's an Elvis impersonator, but he's not. He's a singer from that era that just makes you smile. He's a crowd pleaser, and he's going to be walking around that building singing from 6:15 to 7. It's a concert, a wrestling event, actors, reality show. It's just everything you can imagine, a girl wrestling, a midget wrestler, a giant wrestler. You talk about the high flyers, cruiserweight. You talk about the legends. They're all there.
Surprises, wonderful surprises. Who knows what's going to happen? Hey, speaking of wonderful surprises, we got one right here. 770 area code, you're all with Dave Danger and Ben Masters. Who's this?
Hey, guys, it's Glacier. How you guys doing?
Surprise.
Hey, Glacier, what's up?
Hey, Ben, what's going on?
Man, I'm pumped up for Saturday night. I told him it's been a long time since Ben Masters was in the promoter chair, but every time I was in that chair, Glacier was on the other end, so me and him go way back.
That's right. I was sitting there listening to like the last minute or two of the broadcast, and this reminds me how good of a promoter Ben really is. Just listen to him talk there to promote the show. So.
I want to buy two or three tickets right now. What are you talking about? This is going to be a heck of a show right here. I cannot wait. I really can't. This is like I was saying. This is Mind Danger's WrestleMania. We didn't go to it live in Atlanta. This is the one we're waiting for right here. This is the big one.
Well, I tell you what, it's for a great cause. For anybody that's been in the wrestling business in Georgia, been affiliated with over the last. I've been in the wrestling business. This month makes 24 years for me, and Susan Meeks has been a part of my life. There's pretty much those whole 24 years, and anybody that's been affiliated with Georgia Wrestling either knows Susan or knows of her, and she's just been one of those people that's give tirelessly her whole life to wrestling and never ask anything in return, and it's just time that we now do something to give back to her because she's just one of those people that once you meet her one time, you know how special she is, And so this is something where we all come together. And I just know from talking to Ben how many wrestlers we've had to turn away to be on this show just because we simply don't have room to fit it into a three-hour show. And I feel tremendously honored to not even be a part of this show, but to be the main event match on it, of course, with Steve Corino, because Steve and I butted heads several times in the past, definitely a few times when we were turnbuckle under Dusty Rhodes. And we've always had great matches. And that's the one thing I think that the people need to understand that are listening to the broadcast is that a lot of the people on this card are people that you would normally not be able to see, you know, any given weekend in Georgia as far as independent wrestling goes. So it's a unique card, and it also is providing people that are not necessarily wrestlers that are coming from the entertainment industry. It's just this is kind of like a gala event, not just a wrestling show. And anybody who's anywhere within, you know, the listening audience, to really try to get out and come to it because it's just going to be a really special night for a really special lady, and that's why we're all doing it. We're giving her our time to help somebody who's always been there for us, and it's time we did something to give back to her.
I cannot agree more there, right? Glacier, I tell you, it's going to be one heck of a night. Ben was just talking about you donated a pair of tights and everything, a pair of worn tights to be
Go ahead. Anybody seen my outfit knows. I mean, the tights I have are custom made. They've all been custom made, and this was a pair that I actually wore in one of my full length tights I wore at WCW. Actually, I forgot to even tell Ben this earlier today. The ones that I'm donating for the raffle are the ones that actually were on display in the Nitro Cafe in Las Vegas, and up until it closed down, and once it did, they sent it back to me, and they've just been sitting in storage since then, waiting for a good cause, and I couldn't think of anything better than this to add them to the raffle. So these are some pretty special piece of equipment to me that I'm handing off to be auctioned off or as part of the raffle to help Susan.
Indeed, Danger, I'm glad you're willing to help, but please don't win the tights, and please don't wear them around the house if you do. See Ronnie Hicks, he can help you get in those tights and we'll get you out of my house before then for sure. And everything
it's just Glacier, I gotta appreciate you coming down. There's no wrestling card ever you're gonna see just from top to bottom some of the greatest talent that's wrestled in Georgia, that's wrestled around the world. It's just, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. I mean, it really, from top to bottom. And there's no slashes on this card. Like Ben said, it'd be hard for a promoter to pay to put this together, much less get these guys to volunteer their time to do it for free. And I just want to reiterate that not one single person on this show is making one single dime off of this show. 100% of what's going to be raised will go to our friend Susan. And you don't hear or see that a lot. I mean, a lot of times people do fundraisers and they say, well, proceeds go to so-and-so, whatever. You know, maybe 20%, 30% of whatever after all the expenses are paid. I mean, every single dime that is raised is going to help someone who's a good friend of ours, who's always been there for us. And like I said, it's just time for us to do something good for her.
You've never seen so many wrestlers so happy about not getting paid any money.
Hey, I'm a promoter. Promoters don't like not getting paid either.
You never seen a promoter so happy he's not getting paid. You got a point there, Ben.
Exactly. But you know, honestly, Ben's worked really, really hard to put this thing together. I have to give him all the credit in the world. And, I'm sitting here with a friend of mine having dinner, and I was just telling her that Ben's probably the most well-known promoter in the Georgia area over the last 30 years for a couple of reasons. One, because he always put on great shows of P-State wrestling. And two, he always promised he delivered what he promised. I mean, what he told people they were going to get, that's what they got and then some. And he's got a great reputation for a great reason, is he puts on great shows and he makes the fans walk away with a great experience and a great memory from whatever show that he does. And so this is going to be no exception. I mean, I think he's probably going the extra mile on this one simply because of his relationship with Susan as being a good friend and me too. And it's just one of those times where, like, I mean, here it is Tuesday. I'm already really excited about this. And I'm just coming off the heels of WrestleMania, where I got a chance to go to the Hall of Fame ceremony and see Bullet Bob inducted, who's obviously been a big influence in all of our lives. And,
absolutely.
And to be this excited two or three days away from, you know, after WrestleMania, it's a big thing for me. So, it's a great opportunity for people to come out and see a lot of great wrestling, meet some great people. I actually just got off the phone with Rob Trialgo, my buddy, who's the actor, and he's actually going to be donating a couple pictures from the Vampire Diaries with him with all the cast. He's going to sign those and bring those with him when he comes Saturday. He actually is co-starring in this new movie that just came out called Blood Ties, which actually is going to be all week long starting Friday at the Aurora Theater over in Roswell. I'll be playing all week over there. And he's going to bring a couple movie posters and a DVD of the film to give away in the raffle. So he's adding a bunch of those things. And it's just things that you wouldn't normally be able to see at a wrestling show. And the reason he's coming is because not only he's a good friend of mine, but he's a huge wrestling fan. And he wants to do something to help give back to, you know, something that helps wrestling, because of all the great memories he's had as a fan over the years. He wants to be able to do his part to help him, you know, something that's a great show like this that you just don't normally see every day that comes through Georgia. And, I hope that anybody that's listening, and I hope the fans that might hear about the show realize that it's going to be a great wrestling show, but it's also just going to be a great night to just get together and celebrate a really, really special person.
Absolutely.
This is a one-night-only event. It's not going to be a return the next month. This is one-night-only.
Right, and there's so many wrestlers that, like I said, like Big Ron Reese. I mean, he's, you know, the only guy in wrestling maybe Khali, but I mean, he was the first guy who really was a legitimate, you know, 7-footer in the business. He's 7'3", and he was in the Flock with Raven and all that stuff back in the day. He just doesn't wrestle anymore. I mean, for him to put on the tights, he was trained by Big John Studd. I mean, I'm sure he'll be wearing the white tights and the red boots that John Studd gave him back before he passed away. I mean, you know, here's a guy who's really is a giant in the real world, coming out to wrestle again simply because of Susan and what, you know, what she means to him. And so, you know, you get to see people like that. I mean, and you're just not going to be able to see this kind of card on any given weekend in Georgia or anywhere else.
And also, when you get down to that, right, when you get to that glacier, you got to remember, Steve Corino, former NWA champion, wrestles all over the Northeast, wrestles for Ring of Honor. Could recently did a tour of Australia, could demand a very good price on any show for any location that he wants.
Right.
So he's coming down here out his own time and his own dollar.
Right. You know what? And Steve's he's a hell of a competitor, you know, and he's a hell of a businessman. So for Steve just to, without even a bat of an eye, say, I'm going to be there for Susan, is a huge, huge deal. I haven't wrestled in Georgia in almost a year now, anywhere. And so, actually, I take that back. It's been a little bit over a year since I wrestled anywhere in Georgia. And I'm hoping that the fact that people, you know, don't normally see Steve or myself wrestle in Georgia anymore, that hopefully they'll add a little something special to it, that maybe they'll come out and you realize they're going to see something they wouldn't normally see. But like I said, the rest of the card is just so unbelievably strong. Fred Avery is going to be on the card, who's the guy who actually trained me back, you know, 24 years ago. And he's bigger and badder than ever. And, you know, Southside Trash, butted heads with them so many times I can't even count. And, you know, I'm just kind of looking forward to seeing if they're going to get their butt kicked. So it's going to be a good night. It's going to be a really, really good night to see a lot of great wrestling, meet some other people outside of the wrestling business that wouldn't normally be at a wrestling show. it's just going to be a great night, like I said, to celebrate a great person and have a good time. I mean, this is just going to be a good time from top to bottom. I mean, the one thing, it's going to be an extremely family-friendly show. So, you know, you can bring the grandparents, you can bring the grandkids, you can bring the kids. I mean, from 3 years old to 93 years old, everybody can have a good time and not worry about, you know, anything that wouldn't be appropriate.
If you like wrestling in Georgia in the early 80s, 90s, 2000, or like it now, get your tickets now. It's coming up. You only have a few more days. Golden Circle seats are almost sold out. PayPal has it. You be sure to go there. I tell you right now, don't want to miss it. Don't want to miss it. We GeorgeLambreth@yahoo.com. Go get your tickets on PayPal.
No, it's underscore between George and Lambreth.
Yeah.
George underscore Lambreth. Yeah.
And, you know, just, what? I mean, anybody that, if they're available on Saturday and they don't have anything else going on, or even if you do have plans, change your plans and come to this, because this is a one-time event. And, you know, it's something that, I mean, like I said, like, you know, guys like you know, Dwayne Bruce, you know, Sarge, who's the trainer of the Power Plant, he's going to be there. My old tag team partner, Ernest Miller, is going to be there. I mean, here's a guy who played Mickey Rourke's rival in the film The Wrestler, you know, an Oscar-nominated film. And my buddy Rob Prago, who was in the Blind Side, which was an Oscar-winning film. I mean, there's going to be some major players at this event that are not wrestling, you know, that you would not see it normally at a wrestling event. I mean, it's going to be a really, really special night, and anybody who doesn't come out for it on Saturday night, you're going to be the one that has to listen to the people talk about it on Sunday morning about how great of a time they have.
Ben was talking about surprises. He's not even going to announce here, so that's all the more reason to come out. You know how good it's going to be, plus surprises. What more do you want?
Yeah, you know what? And I know who he's talking about, who was at the first WrestleMania, and trust me, you know, that is a huge, huge surprise. I'm actually making a call to that person tomorrow to put my 2 cents worth in on that person coming Saturday night. And trust me, he is a major, well, I can even go one step further than just being, you know, at the first WrestleMania. He's also a Hall of Famer. So that's, if you know, if that might give me any indication. Hopefully I'm not giving too much away there, man. So.
Is Mr. T in the Hall of Fame, Glacier
yeah.
Allen?
yeah, Drew Carey.
But either way, I mean, it's
going
to be...
Yeah, he was with Drew Carey, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's in the same area as Drew Carey.
But it's just, you know, it's one of those times when, the, you know, a lot of people come together for a very special person, and it's just, honestly, this is the kind of crowd that's probably never going to be assembled again, ever. And the reason is because there's somebody that we all consider a great friend who we know at the drop of a hat would do anything for us. And that's exactly why we've all come together to do this for her.
Well, I thank you so much, Derek Glacier. Thank you, Ray, for calling in, man. I tell you, I look forward to seeing you. It's been a long time since I've seen you as well. And it's going to be a great night of action. You're preaching to the choir on this one, my brother.
I'm so glad you guys
out.
Are... Yeah, I'm so glad you guys are doing this for us and, you know, letting us come on the show, because I know you're pretty much dedicating the whole show tonight to this, and that means an awful lot to us guys. And, you know, we've all been friends forever, man. And David, I just want to tell you, man, I actually, you know, recorded the old appearance you had on Tosh.0, and I've showed it to about half a dozen people, man. I loved it. I thought it was awesome.
I told him we need to get him in a match, Glacier. I think we need to book him in an extra bonus match that night.
I think that'd be great.
I read the Sergeant Slaughter access. I told him I want a rematch. He goes, "That turned out good, didn't it?" Hey, brother. I'm like, "Yeah, it did actually." So I tell you, but like
I thought
said,
that was awesome.
Well, I appreciate that, Ray. Believe me, it was something else. It was fun as could be. Believe me, I enjoyed it.
It was.
Enjoyed
I thought you did
show.
An awesome job, man. You know what? And honestly, Dave, you know, I think you did an awesome job representing the world of wrestling. And that's I think, the best compliment I could possibly give you, man. I mean it sincerely. So I appreciate that.
Coming from you and Ben and the fact that you were back there when I was begging to get a seat in the train school next to Steve Sharp and trying to steer that boy straight, I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that, Ray.
I appreciate you, man. Yeah, you guys are great guys, and I'm so glad you guys are going to be there Saturday, because it's going to be a good time we can all enjoy together.
fantastic. Remember, get your tickets from now. That's Glacier right there. Thank you again for calling there, Glacier.
All right, guys.
Remember, take care now. Remember, a tribute for Susan, Friends for a Friend, coming up in Douglasville, Saturday night.
Forget WrestleMania. We got Susan Mania going on.
And some people may say, well, Dave, you're doing pretty much the show devoted most of it to the Friends for a Friend card. You know, will you do it for my card? No. Susan Meeks means a lot to Danger, means a lot to me. This is our show. You don't like it? Go get your own damn show. This is the way we do things right here. And besides, we got Ben Masters on there. Hey, I got an idea, Ben. Let's give somebody else a call up and give them a show. I'm sure they got a lot of stuff they might want to say as well.
You know, you talked about us having some wrestling legends, and there's another legend on this card that I understand she was at wrestling with Miss Mae Young, and in some of the places they went, Dave and Mark, she got more attention than Mae did.
Well, indeed, indeed. We're going to come back with our next guest moment. Well, maybe I can dial out right here. Let's see if I can do this here. I think I can. Here, yeah, we can. Still there, Ben?
Sounds good.
Oh, good, good. You're still there here. Let me see
I'm
if
here.
I can... Let me see if I can do this. All right. We're getting the other tonight, the nice other caller on the line. We're a little behind.
I'm getting excited now.
I am too.
Hello?
May I please speak to Miss Joyce Grable, please?
This is she.
Hey, Joyce, this is Dave, Ben Masters, and Dave. This is Dave Danger, Ben Masters, on the David Danger Show tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. We're talking about...
Hey, Joyce, long time no see.
Right, yes.
I'm glad to see that you survived WrestleMania.
Oh, WrestleMania was something else. Yes, it was.
You know, they're putting a lot of people in the Hall of Fame. When are they going to put you in the Hall of Fame, Joyce? They're going to put you in there next.
Well, you know, I had trained Sherry Martel, and I trained Wendy Richter, and all the other ones below them, and they've made it to the Hall of Fame, and they had the, what about me?
I totally agree.
I'm just hoping that. That, you know, when the time's right, they're going to put me there.
I think they should.
You saved the best for last, Joyce.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Mm.
I tell you right now, that's one thing a lot of people don't realize. Danger was doing some research for the show, and he's like, did you know Joyce trained Wendy Richter? I go, no. I did not know that. And Judy Martin, too, Danger.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm surprised more, that you've trained some people or that Danger actually did some correct research.
It is all correct. I trained them all and took them on the road, their first matches.
Joyce, did you train Mae Young?
No. Mae Young was a few years before me.
Danger's wanting to lick somebody's boots. I think they're yours here. Danger, go ahead. What do you want to put over? Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, without Joyce and the other ladies, they are the original divas. And and the thing is, they are what divas are supposed to be. I think, speaking for myself and maybe for you.
They were wrestlers.
Well, I understand, Dave. They wrestled. The thing I enjoyed about watching Joyce for that first time at the Nightmare to Remember show was watching Joyce in action of getting heat. I mean, she had the crowd all over her. She was trying to help her team win, and I've never seen anything like that. I've seen guys get people yell at them and threaten them,
but I've never seen a lady just go out there and kiss that much. And to me, that is WWE or TNA needs you to teach these ladies of how to be a great heel. And it's something that's lacking in both those promotions. And me, and personally, I think you should be into the WWE Hall of Fame.
I appreciate that. You know, it was like Sunny said, you know, when she went in the Hall of Fame, she said that she was the leader, that there was nothing about the girls till she came along. And Wendy Richter and I, we looked at each other and said, what will we, you know, chopped liver? I mean, we did so much for girl wrestling. Judy Martin and I was the first two girls to wrestle two guys in the Omni, ever. I mean, we led the way for everything. Now, we didn't get up there and show everything that we had, because we didn't feel like we had to, because we could get in there and wrestle even with men and hold our own against them. I mean, we knew what we were doing and how to do it and how to get out of it. And the girls now, like up at WrestleMania, they were back there. They were getting their hair extensions on and their false eyelashes on. I thought, my God, if they pull that hair one good time and fly and marry them by the hair like we used to, look, that hair's going to come off in their hands. Never saw something like that. I was sitting there saying, oh, my God, are you really doing that? And then when the eyelashes went on, oh, yeah, they were beautiful, but I would have tore them eyelashes off and threw them at them. I mean, yeah. They're pretty, but if you're going to be, they are divas, and that's all they are divas. We were lady wrestlers. Because
I want to say this, Joyce. Outside the ring, Joyce was always a diva. But when she got in the ring, she took care of business. Forget the diva.
Well, I sure do appreciate that. Thank you. Yes.
No. Please go ahead. You can push it off, please.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know that Wendy Richter and I, we were a great tag team. If you've ever watched us on YouTube, you can go. We were one of the best tag team lady wrestlers that were, especially in the. She came along late 70s, early 80s, and before that, Vicki Williams and I were the world's tag team champions. And if I could be four times world tag team champions, it looks like one day they're going to have to trip across some of those videos and stuff and say, what about her? but this Saturday night, we're going to be in there for someone else. It's going to be for a great lady, a Susan Meeks. And I'm going to be managing, like you said, a Peggy Lee. And Nigel. And Peggy Lee, she's been wrestling for a while. I took her on her first wrestling matches, too. And so we can just look at each other, and she knows what I want her to do, and she knows, you know, what we're supposed to be doing together. And so
love lost between you and Bambi either, Joyce. I know that.
No, that is so true. I mean, they don't stand a chance. And Lawler, I could take care of Lawler by myself. I mean, he don't even know what got a hold to him when I get him.
Those are fighting words.
Breaking news on the Dave and Danger show. Joyce Grable threatens to thrash Terry Lawler's butt like a rotary teller. Anyways, we have a phone caller on the air, 615 area code. You're on the air with Dave Danger, Ben Masters, and Joyce Grable. Hello. 615 area code. You're on the air with Dave Danger, Ben Masters, and Joyce Grable. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Yes, Nice TC.
What?
Hello?
Dad, talk to me. Wait, what's up?
Hey, y'all watch WrestleMania this year? Sunday night, WrestleMania 27. It got one good match. That's it.
What match was that?
Undertaker and Triple H.
Undertaker and Triple H was good. Do you have a question for Joey Scrabble or Ben Masters? I tell you that as a no, and he won't be calling back. Oh, boy.
I
well,
think
we get him
he got
time.
Lost.
I think Joyce
he got
scared.
Lost.
I think he didn't have
a
match.
I think Joyce is
only
beating up man, and he got scared.
believe me, I'm kind of scared of what audience we're drawing. Help. Anyways. oh, God bless them. Why does he got to send them to me? Anyways.
Hey, it takes one to know one sometimes, you know.
Oh, doesn't ever tell me that. I'd like to help them out. Which door did they come in? I tell you, but you make an interesting point with Sherry Martel and Wendy Richter, two of the main lady wrestlers in the '80s and everything.
Wendy Richter, I mean, at that time, she had that following from the MTV era, coming over, who wasn't familiar with wrestling, and they came over and into the WrestleMania, and it was the grandest stage of them all, and there was more fans got exposed to that.
Yeah, the Cyndi Lauper and her quarter and everything like that.
Yes,
so.
Cyndi Lauper, yes, right.
So
I asked her the other night, does she keep in touch with Cyndi? And she said, no, that she hadn't talked to her in 3 or 4 years. You know, you just kind of, after a few years, you just grow apart. And unless you're constantly around someone, as even a husband and wife, you grow apart and you start going your separate ways. And that's how it was. I mean, Cyndi, she still got her great career, but so does Wendy. You know, Wendy, she lives in down in Tampa, Florida now. And we had lost touch, too. I hadn't seen her in about 3 years, but we said this time we will not lose touch of each other. We will keep in touch and we will visit.
That's awesome. I was telling Mark, I think you saw the match we saw the other week from the AWA, didn't you, and everything? We were watching, you may not have been you, it may have been someone else. Maybe Amy when she dropped by here. They had a match with you and Wendy teaming up on the old WWE Classics from the AWA. I believe it was one of the Super Sundays or something like that. And it was a fantastic match. A lot of people really don't understand just how different women's wrestling was then, and what kind of toughness you actually saw in the ring at that time, you know, when y'all were
right.
Coming up.
Yeah, they don't understand that we wrestled 7-8 days a week sometimes. I mean, we'd do 2 TVs on Saturday and then the house show. And they do good now to have 1-2 matches a week. And most of the girls don't wrestle. They just go out and valet, walk around, you know, with the bikinis on. I mean, they don't know how to get in there and take bumps. You know, if you could, one good punch from Wendy or myself, and they wouldn't even know where they were going. They'd be out through those ropes, I mean, with nothing left to show but their booties.
Joyce, did you happen to watch Tough Enough that started last night?
No, I didn't.
Were they training wrestlers? They had a girl on there. The reason I bring it up, they had a girl on there, and they were Trish Stratus was getting her to run the ropes, and she kept pulling her pants up because she was afraid her pants don't fall down. She didn't run the ropes without pulling her pants up. And I thought, in the old days, well, she wouldn't have made it 2 seconds.
She wouldn't have made it. Past the first day of training, because that's one thing. You got to wear something that covers you up and you can't constantly be reaching up, pulling your tights down, you know, and back. You know, when I first started wrestling, when I worked at Madison Square Gardens, what all of us girls, we had to sew up the cleavage. We had to put elastic in the bottom of our suits because if anything showed, they stopped the match, took us out, and took us back to the dressing room. Nothing could show. I mean, now it's let it all hang out. It's totally different. But I guess, you know, everybody said, oh, but this is a different generation.
But Joyce, did you ever have a mishap in the ring with your wardrobe?
You know I did.
Wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, because there was a certain suit I wore, and it was low cut. But the girl, for some reason, when they would punch me, their hand would just go through that suit and pull that top down right there. And I'd have to go, whoops, and push it right back in. Because sometimes the referees say, do I see that? I mean, they wouldn't even for sure. So I knew the people didn't see it. But I would sew it up and sew it up. And that suit just didn't do right, but I wore it on special occasions.
I had to bring that up, Joyce.
Yeah, because I know you were there one night when we had the malfunction there.
Yeah, the people at ringside really got their money's worth that night.
Yes, but see, that's better. They weren't really expecting it. Now when they go out with bikinis on, they expect anything to fall out, you know?
Just wondering, Joyce, a couple of quick ones. I know Mark's got a couple of questions as well.
Okay,
one question I've got. What was your training like when you first got into wrestling? And two, if what you see today was what women's wrestling was back then, would you have been interested in getting in it at that time?
Oh, well, I wasn't interested in getting into wrestling when I got into it back then. I went with this other girl. She wanted to be a wrestler, and we went to the auditorium there in Atlanta. And so it was Vicki Williams against Mula. And so we sat ringside. Mula, after the match was over, came across the auditorium. And so she said, oh, I'm going to go talk to her. And so she walked over there, and I saw him over there talking. And I saw Mula keep looking over there at me. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, what did I do? And so then the girl come over, and she said, come over here. And Mula said, do you want to be a wrestler? I said, no, I don't want to be a wrestler. And so she told the girl, she said, the only way I'll take you is if you bring the blonde-headed girl with you. She said that she knew that I was going to make it from just looking at me. And within 2 weeks, I could throw drop kicks, do flying head scissors. I was so athletic. I only weighed 120 pounds. And so I thought, I don't want to get in there with all them girls and get beat up. But after that first day, oh, God, that we worked out twice that first day. And I thought, boy, I'm in good shape. I played football. I played baseball. You know, I do. And when I started to get up out of the bed the next morning, I could not sit up. I had to literally reach up, grab my hair and jerk me up out of the bed because I was so sore. There was not a place on my body that wasn't bruised. But that's how you used to train, you know, and that's how we trained them. You know, we taught them how to take a bump the first day. I never, ever wore elbow pads nor knee pads. Because if you can take a bump, you don't need them because you know how not to hit your elbows and how not to fall on your knees. Because that's
Joyce,
not what
they had
for
a girl last night on that Tough Enough that had a pad on her butt because she was afraid the ring rope was going to hurt her behind.
Oh, my gosh. But, I mean, you get so dependent on them. Once you start wearing them, you get dependent on them. Anything. Oh, I can't go out there and wrestle without my knee pads on. And then, I mean, you're a cripple. I mean, people see you as a cripple. You already got pads on, so, you know, that you must be weak in those areas. That's how I always thought. If you had on an elbow pad, you must have a bad elbow. So why not work on that elbow instead of the leg? Because that's, you go for the weakest places.
That's fascinating because you don't, that's just the essence of psychology, and you really don't see great psychology in a lot of places, definitely on some of the shows you see around, but even in other shows, even on the main staff, you don't see that as much.
You don't see it now. See, when we wrestled, what we started out, and the heel, we would make the first move to slap, to punch, to bite. Now, the ones that are the baby faces, they throw the first blow. And that's not the psychology of it. You get in there, I get in there, and I make the people hate me first. That way, when the other girl did something, that made them love them and want them to, you know, do bodily harm to me. I mean, you got to build them up to a point and then make everybody happy. And that's the psychology. I mean, it's like going to a movie. You want to see that movie, but you want to have your laugh, you want to cry, and then you want to see a good finish.
What was really great was at the Nightmare Member Show. I was talking with someone who was watching the match, where Todd Zane, Lee Thomas, and Bambi and Peggy Lee, and the person really wasn't familiar with you wasn't familiar with you other than, you know, knowing you as a wrestler from the 80s, what have you. But they told me that, you know, he looks in there and he sees, you know, okay, there's a nice lady at ringside, and then in no time, everybody in the building just wanted to hang you and hate you and wanted to see you die a fiery death. And it was just amazing. And I'm like, wow. Because, the person, he's like, Joey's put on a one-woman show out there. And a lot of times, yes, Danger just corrected me. She's been on a clinic. Okay, I agree. But a lot of times you see how a manager will take away from who they're with. There's no doubt that you add a lot to words with. And that's also a lost art as far as managers, whether they're female or male. You don't see managers utilized anymore in the business.
I mean, but if you're going to be out there, you might as well do something. And I can walk out to the ring, and I can just look at people without saying a word and make them hate me. Because you got to have that facial expression, and you got to know what they want you to do. And you will never, ever, and never, ever have I ever said a bad word to a fan, to anyone, anywhere around, because that's not wrestling. To be vulgar is not wrestling.
That's cheap heat.
You can do it. Yes, that is the cheap heat. I get out there and I look at you and I'll talk to you, or I might tell you to sit down in your seat and shut your mouth, but I'm not going to tell you anything vulgar. You know, I'm not, those kind of words will not come out of my mouth. And some of the guys these days, every other word is vulgar. And I wouldn't want my child to go to the matches and be subjected to something like that when they don't hear it in my household. I mean, I would be angry. I mean, I really would.
Very true. I was at an indie show maybe half a year back, girl, and one guy comes in there, and he just starts dropping the F-bomb. F all you people, flipping people off, and I'm like,
yeah.
What is this?
Yeah. So we went there. He told all the fans, as they were leaving, I hope all y'all die tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, the person, I hope all you die tonight going home. And I'm thinking to myself, number one, this isn't drawing any money. This,
mm-hmm.
If someone's yelling you for that from the ring, you know that, you know, not only does it make them look low class, it makes the promoter look low class, and it makes all of wrestling look low class when you're doing stuff like that and all. It's just bad business.
And see, if they did all die on the way home, who's going to pay to come back and see the match the next time? I mean, you got to consider, if it weren't for the fans, we wouldn't make a payday. I mean, you cannot just totally set them off and say, you know, words like that to them, because it's like that thin line between love to hate. All the fans always loved to hate me, but then when they'd see me out after the matches, they'd say, oh, great match, Joyce, great match. Even though when I was up there, they were hollering, killer, killer, you know. But that's the way they are.
Yeah, because one thing is, I would hate to play you or sit at a table with you playing poker, because even if playing poker, you could be very intimidating. And another thing
I love to play poker. I am one of the biggest poker players there is. I love poker.
You scared Danger, and Abdullah didn't scare him. Help me.
Oh, see, Joyce is a little teddy bear. I mean, she's sweet as can be, but if you cross her, the bear's going to bite you. So, but one of the things is that what were some of the obstacles that you got when you first came in? Especially, I know, back in the day, men would hoot and holler, probably about the same thing they do as today. But were you taught negatively, with the fans, just say you shouldn't be doing that, or screaming obscene gestures or anything? How did that take a toll on you?
Well, that's the reason I didn't like being the good guy. Because when I was a good guy, we'd be walking out to the ring, and always my partner walked in front every time, and people would always grab my booty, reach out, grab my booty, and I couldn't turn around. You can say stop or whatever, but you couldn't turn around and actually hit them or, you know, anything like that. And so after I decided I want to be the mean guy, I want to be bad, I think I can do this better. And boy, when I'd go through that curtain, I went from me unto Joyce Grable, and I'd go through there and I'd go, ah! And then people would run, and I said, oh, man, look here, I can walk all the way to the ring. No one's in front of me. No one ever grabbed my boob again. Nobody grabbed my booty. Nobody grabbed nothing. And I said, yeah, this is the way it should be. And so I really liked that, because that way I didn't have to be manhandled by the fans.
Right. Yeah, because I know. Because one thing we were talking about Tough Enough from last night, I think one of the greatest parts, and I think Ben would probably agree to me this is one of the best parts, is that, Ben left, but he asked one of the trainees, like, well, what was your favorite match? And she said it was a Divas match, and he kind of looked at her funny and asked her, well, what's your other favorite match? And she didn't have a clue. And to me, it's like the Divas, they're in it just for the money, or they're brought in because of the looks. And once again, it kind of tarnishes that side of the sport. And it was just one thing that something else that happened with the um, something else something else that happened was, I know during the Hall of Fame induction, the Divas came out and said that Sonny, she was the original Diva, and that she helped pave the way to wrestling. And I just want to know what your comments would be about that.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier, when during her introduction, and she said that she's the one that paved the way. And Wendy Richter and I, we looked at each other and we said, what were we, chopped liver? Please, we were the ones that went out there all those times. We took bumps. We could wrestle. Sonny, she was a manager. I mean,
absolutely.
And we were the ones in the ring. We were the ones calling the shots. We were the ones working every day of the week, traveling and taking new girls on the road that didn't have a clue on anything. And you still got to go out there, and if they say it's a 20-minute match, then you got to pretty well go close to that. Because if not, with new people, we could probably beat them 30 seconds, maybe less. But if we did, everybody would feel like, hey, I paid money to come see this match, and it didn't go but 30 seconds. And, I mean, it'd be like seeing a movie, and it lasts 3 minutes. You would say, I want my money back, because you want to be entertained. And even though you can go out there and the match could be over quicker, you can't do that. You've got to put some time in and let people see things. You make them laugh, you make them cry, and then you make them happy. And that's what people want to do. They want to be entertained, whether it's in a movie, a baseball game, or any other sport. If you don't entertain them, they're not coming back again.
Exactly. And that's the great thing. People got to realize that for everything, there's an antagonist and a protagonist. Someone's
right.
Always pushing somebody's buttons, and you got to have the person who's hated. Because for the person to be cheered, you have to have somebody who is the bad guy. For every Luke Skywalker, you get a Darth Vader. For every, to pick a character in modern film, I don't watch movies very much, but for every bad guy in the John Wayne movie, you got John Wayne and everything. And where they say, she was the original Diva. Well, you got a lot of people like your Moolahs, your Joyce Grables, your Vicki Williams, your Wendy Richters, your Sherry Martels, Lalani Kai, Donna Christentella. You got a lot of other people, Mildred Burke, who did a lot, Mae Young, and it, unfortunately, Judy Grable. Unfortunately, people don't realize that, and to a certain extent, it's sad that, being that he's the biggest, Vince is writing the history books. But hopefully it's coming back around, and down the line, maybe it's going to be a little more even as it to bring people into the Hall of Fame. I do hope that, you have a shot, and a lot of other people have a shot.
Let me just interject this and just say, whether that happens or not, I'm friends with Joyce, and we've been friends a long time, but if we weren't friends, I would still say this. She has her own place in the Hall of Fame for the fans. The fans know 100%. What she represented. The fans know what she could do in the ring. And she wasn't touched by many people. So if they never give her the award, that's fine, too. That's their loss, because the fans already know the truth. And those divas that are in there now, they couldn't even lace her boots up. And that's the truth.
100% agreed. One of the honors that, even though they haven't done this, I was going to ask you about. And we're going to have y'all both back on. We've had a great time with both of you tonight, for sure. But I was going to ask you, what was it like being honored by your peers in the Cauliflower Alley Club?
Now, that was very good. I said, y'all actually remember me? And, of course, everybody, I got a standing ovation because out there it's totally different than for the WWE, the Hall of Fame. And I want to go to the Hall of Fame in Amsterdam, New York. That is my really, if WWE never acknowledges me, if I get acknowledged at the Hall of Fame in Amsterdam, New York, that will be my goal. Because there, that is like all the other Hall of Fames, they have your boots and your tights or your hat, your robe, you know, whatever it was that you wore that you donate to them, they have a category for that. And that is what a Hall of Fame should be. It should be something that people can go see and not have to spend a lot of money to go see it and see exactly how the person lived out of their suitcases. I mean, because when you're a wrestler, that suitcase, I mean, that's it. That holds everything you need in that suitcase.
Agreed. One last question, then we'll take this at home. But I got to ask, what was it like being in there with Jacques Rougeau?
Yeah. Well, you know, he really thought that it was downgrading him to wrestle the two women. And now Steve-O, he's a chap. Steve-O, I had known him before in Minneapolis. And so he was fine with the match. But Jacques Rougeau, he did not want to do it. And you know, he got Judy in that headlock and was just wringing her neck. And so she's hollering, Joyce, so I have to go in and save her. Then I went in, he got me in the headlock, and, oh, God, I knew what she was talking about. I mean, he was trying to wring my neck. And so I went to the ropes, and I thought, you lock up with me again, big boy. And when he started to lock up with me, that little cowboy boot just went between them legs as hard as that little toe could go. And he went down on them knees. And when he did, tears were coming out of his eyes. And so he knew he wasn't going to manhandle this little girl. And Steve-O, he had to come in and save him then. But everything turned out pretty good after he realized that he could not just manhandle me. That was fighting this woman. Because I wanted to show everybody that I was just as tough as that man was out there in that ring.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of like, I am the Mountie. Oh, man. Poor Jacques Rougeau. Dang.
Yeah, the Mountie fall?
I guess the Mountie learned pretty quick right there and everything. I tell you right now, we have had a great time with both of you. We'll go into hard sell in just a second here, dear Dave. But what I was going to say is we've had a great time, both of you. We're going to have both of you on for your own sessions coming up, because I tell you, it's been so much fun. We'll definitely go into more detail coming up. But the big thing we're talking about right now is Saturday.
Friends,
go ahead, Daniel.
Friends for our friends, great matches all around. You're going to have Steve Corino, former NWA champion, King of Old School, coming down, taking on Glacier. You're going to have Sergeant Billy Parker taking on Mike Sanders. You're going to have Terry Lawler and Bambi taking on, I will predict, the winners of the night, Peggy Lee Leather and Nigel Sherrod, with the beautiful Joyce Grable. You'll have the exotic ones, Joel Deaton, Bobby Hayes. It's just movie stars, TV stars, all types of stars, especially Vol, Susan, I love you. You mean a lot to me. And we're going to come together. We're going to help you out. And hopefully we're going to, with a lot of prayers and everything, we're going to get that cancer beat. So.
Absolutely. About 7 p.m., Cochran Fellowship Ministry, 612 Cochran Store Road. About time that it's 7 o'clock. Doors open at 5. Going to be a great match. Steve Corino versus Glacier. Exotic West Texas Outlaw. Joel Deaton, Bitcher Bobby Hayes. Bailey Parker versus Mike Sanders. South Shore tries against Giant Rod Studd. Two Tall Shorts, Bambi and Terry Lawler. They're going to pay Lee Leather and Nigel Sheard. Managed by Joyce Grable. For a pretty young thing, Frederick in the center post, managed by Playboy Phil Hebner, versus Robin Donis, Lee Thomason, Jake Slater, Scotty Beach against the Crotch, TJ Gray, Golden Circle,
front row, $12, Turtle Mission 10, Children 6, tickets going fast. Tommy Ray Gurley, Ronnie Hicks from Heavy, Robert Prago, so many more. Jim and Burger Pal, I'll tell you, we got 31 seconds remaining. For more information, and for more information, PayPal, George_Lamberth@yahoo.com. And you can call this number if you're calling it. If lines are busy, call back. 706-409-1553. They say WrestleMania was yesterday. Nah, it's coming up this week. See ya next week on David Nader's Show. Bye.
Don't miss it. Be there.